That's the thing that has struck me at every one, and I've been to every one of the festivals. The people are here to hear jazz, and if somebody's causing a disturbance, he's the one who better look out, and it hardly ever happens. But
Dick, can I jump in here for a minute?
Neil.
This is Neil Tesser over on the other side of the stage, and it's not only that these people are here to hear jazz, they're here to see jazz. These people are standing on their feet watching this band set up, and that's a fascination that I'm not sure you'd find in almost any other crowd, even in this city. These people seem to be doing more than stretching. They are genuinely fascinated by every aspect of the musician setting up, of the drums being put in place, of the saxophone starting to tune, of the piano being wheeled out, and seemingly straining on the tips of their toes for a chance to hear the first notes of this band start.
And you know that everyone is here to hear a different type of music because of the wide variety of music that we have on the program, and yet the fact that Cleanhead broke it up, and so did Roscoe Mitchell. The people who were here to hear Cleanhead stayed and dug Roscoe Mitchell, and now I know that the crowd will reach its peak with this great big band.
Well, one of the things I noticed, Dick, too, is in just observing the festival the past couple of years, people have been talking about, well, what is it that draws the people to the park? Is it a specific headliner? Is it the fact that it's jazz-free? It might be just the whole attitude surrounding the event itself. I think it seems to attract people. And one of the things that we've noticed is that this incredibly wide-ranging body of people, many of whom who've come to the festival with different experiences and levels of interest in jazz, have been receptive to and responsive to everything that's been on the program. And that, to me, is the most important thing about the Chicago Jazz Festival and why it remains so special.
Linda. And Linda, there are so many of them. I was speaking with some people from the mayor's office a few minutes ago back here, backstage on the wings. And according to the official City of Chicago crowd count, there are between 30 and 35,000 people out here at Grant Park this evening.
And you know that we have Larry Smith out there with a microphone to talk to some of those people. Let's see what kind of a reaction Larry gets from someone in the stands.
Larry? Everything is going great here. It's a very friendly crowd. How about you, sir? What's your name?
My name is Rich Feingold.
Having fun?
Having a great time. It's wonderful seeing all these people here in Chicago being out to listen to jazz.
It's a healthy state of affairs, and we look for you next year, too. Sir, how are you enjoying yourself?
I'm enjoying myself immensely because I'm out here dancing. I've been out here dancing for ever since the jazz been in our grade. I've been out here dancing, having a good time, enjoying good people. All the people out here, enjoyable people.
You keep right on stepping high. How about you, young lady? You having a good time? What's your name?
Terry Akins.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Has this affair met your great expectations so far?
Yes, it's been great. It's been absolutely great.
Okay, we're going to go back now to Dick and Linda.
Well, one of the things that the audience, our audio audience is missing is a lot of the visuals in the festival. Right now we've been talking about, we've got an incredible big band setting up, a 17-piece ensemble. The reed section plays a variety of instruments. It's not just saxophones. You've got a variety of clarinets. You've got flutes out there. The trumpeters are doubling on flugelhorns and percussion as well. But also in the audience, in addition to the people who are camping out on the grass and cooking and drinking and just relaxing to the variety of sounds, you've got some special entertainers out in the audience. We've had a couple of dancers who have been out here, mimes and dancers have been out here basically 4 years entertaining. And they've been wonderful in inciting a crowd reaction on their own. And this is just in addition to the music. So it's a festival in the best sense of the word. It's a happening of a variety of different types of people, and it works.
Harriet and Dan, I want to thank you so much for stopping by. I know, Harriet, you have to go introduce the group because you are the MC tonight.
Thank you both.
And thanks for coming by. Thanks for starting the Jazz Institute of Chicago so that we can have a night like this, Dan.
Well, don't thank me. I think we should. I didn't get a chance to say anything about Don DeMichael, but I think he's very much with us here in spirit, and he'd be most pleased to see what has come of all this.
I know that he's up there looking down and enjoying and probably sitting in on vibes up there in that great celestial orchestra.